Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. And from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, currently on sabbatical in Pasadena, California. His preaching today is entitled, One Communion of Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover? He sent two of his disciples and said to them, Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, The teacher says, Where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there. The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, Take it. This is my body. Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate once again the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ, the feast of Corpus Christi. And we hear the gospel that gives us Mark's rendition of the institution of the Holy Eucharist. In it, we hear of the bread and the blood, and it harks back to the first reading from the book of Exodus, where we experience Moses reading aloud from the Book of the Covenant, and the people all crying out that they will do everything that the Lord commands. And then Moses sprinkling the people with the blood of their own animal sacrifices. We hear in the second reading from the letter of the Hebrews how Jesus' blood so surpasses the blood of animal sacrifices of the past. So once again, we come to Corpus Christi. We hear a version of the words of institution of the Holy Eucharist, and I believe it gives us an opportunity to somehow question and focus on ourselves in relation to this most sacred feast. Whenever we come to Corpus Christi, I always think of the Eucharist as a magnificent sacrament of my faith, but also ask questions of us in relation to the Eucharist. The first is about myself, individually. Who am I in relation to the Eucharist? And am I worthy of this most sacred event? My second question has to do with us as a community. Who are we as a people in relation to the Eucharist? And are we living up to our worthiness as people called to be one in Jesus Christ? I guess that kind of questioning has been formed in me because of all the many years I've celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi And of all the times that I have really taken such joy in the prayers of our scriptures and in the joys, prayers of our sacramentary and Roman Missal, this feast always reminds me of my very favorite preface for Masses honoring the Eucharist. It's preface number 2 for the Holy Eucharist, but it's from the version of the sacramentary that predates our current Roman Missal. Our current Roman Missal, option number 2, has the same elements. It's just not as poetic as the old one. The old one was magnificent. I even wrote a song about it, titled One Communion of Love. That's what most strikes me from the earlier version of preface number 2. The texts, or the text that I used for my refrain, is this: Jesus, in this great sacrament, you nourish and strengthen our holiness, that we might walk in the light of one faith and in one communion of love. Those words are almost direct from that edition of preface number 2. Two parts that move me so deeply. The first part: Jesus, in this great sacrament, you nourish and strengthen our holiness. That answers my first question of who am I in relation to the Eucharist? Am I worthy? That part of the preface says, you nourish and strengthen our holiness. Our holiness, my holiness, already is. It's already there. And I approach this holy altar to receive this sacred gift, not because I am just a sinner, but because I am also holy. And I approach it in faith, knowing that what I am about to receive will strengthen what God has already planted in me by nature of my birth and my being created in God's image and likeness. You nourish and strengthen our holiness. What a teaching that is for me, and I offer for all of you. The second part then says that we might walk in the light of one faith and in one communion of love, which answers the second question I ask about who are we in relation to the Eucharist. We are the ones who once nourished and who once strengthened now walk in the light of one faith. Wow. And we walk in one communion of love. My question then, are we living up to our worthiness? Is something that I believe this feast invites us every year to ask. Are we one? Are we living in unity? Are we the unity in Jesus Christ that not only God expects, but that the sacrament of the Eucharist is striving to nourish and strengthen in each and every one of us individually and in all of us communally? Are we living up to that holiness and to that call? Are we giving witness to our unity in Jesus Christ? I believe it's one of the most important questions that we all have to ask every time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, but most especially when we celebrate it on this sacred, sacred feast. The Church gives us a beautiful liturgical hymn, the sequence that is done on this feast. And the sequence for Corpus Christi has a total of 24 verses in it. But just past the middle, in verse 16, are these words: thousands are as one receivers, one as thousands of believers. I think we could say today, millions are as one receivers. One as millions of believers. My friends, every year we celebrate the feast of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, the feast of Corpus Christi. And we can review it not just as something about God, not just as something about Jesus, but just as equally as something about us, both individually and communally. Who am I in relation to the Eucharist? Am I worthy? Who are we in relation to the Eucharist? Are we living up to our worthiness? And I just offer you once again the refrain of my song based on preface 2 of the old sacramentary, One Communion of Love. Jesus, in this great sacrament, you nourish and strengthen our holiness, that we might walk in the light of one faith and in one communion of love. May we enjoy a most blessed feast.